This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Tonight, thank you, citizen. Tonight, the big story after losing by 30 points in Iowa and polling at an anemic 6% in New Hampshire, Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the presidential race. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, there it is, the reaction he never got while he was running for president. But Ron, don't cry. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because you need practice smiling. I don't understand why Americans didn't rally behind a guy who declared war on the Magic Kingdom, attacked trans kids, denied COVID, kidnapped migrants and flew them to Martha's Vineyard, and ate pudding with his fingers. Finger pudding, of course, a delicacy known as DeSantis conceded in a video he released on X.
Following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it.
But then I realized there's nothing I can do to make people like Ron DeSantis, because tragically, I am Ron DeSantis. He said more.
I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now.
Except for the part where I am stopping. Which is now. DeSantis ended with an inspirational quote from one of the greatest leaders of all time.
Winston Churchill once remarked that success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts.
A stirring quotation. Just one small problem. Churchill never said that. It's from an old Budweiser ad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reminds me of that other famous Churchill quote. Wazza! Sounds better with an English accent. Was all. This is one of the most spectacular political crash and burns of all time. At least DeSantis doesn't have to worry about banning history books anymore because he won't be in them. Apparently, in the days leading up to the Iowa caucus, the CEO of DeSantis's largest super PAC spent a significant amount of time constructing a peaceful 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. That, ladies and gentlemen, is leadership in crisis. It's like how the captain of the Titanic bravely declared, edges and corner pieces first. The most depressing thing about Puzzlegate might be the office poll you can see in the background, which reads, best animal, dog, best food, steak, and best drink, water. I'm sorry, water? These really are the most boring people on Earth. Fellas, you up for another crazy night of puzzles and water? We got flat, and if no one's driving, sparkling. Of course, DeSantis was once Trump's biggest rival for the nomination, which is why Trump went after him from every angle, alleging he partied and drank with high school girls, suggesting he would face allegations from underage girls or possibly a man, saying he needed a personality transplant, accusing his wife of organized voter fraud, and calling him Ron DeSanctimonious, Ron Dishonest, Ron Destablishment, and Tiny D. Of course, after those kind of insults on your dignity, on your manhood, to your family, things so vicious you could never take back, naturally, when DeSantis dropped out, he did what anyone with a shred of self-respect would do.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is out, and he's endorsed former President Donald Trump.
Oh, I get it. Tiny D. Because he's got such a small amount of dignity. Oh, Trump has been hammering DeSantis for months, but once Ron kissed the cinnamon ring, Trump changed his tune.
Before we begin, I'd like to take time to congratulate Ron DeSantis and, of course, a really terrific person who had gotten to know his wife, Casey, for having run a great campaign for president.
I'd like to thank Ron DeSantis, a terrific guy. When I call him Meatball Ron, I just meant that I love meeting him, and we had a ball. And when I called him Puddin' Fingers, that's just because he was always putting his fingers in pudding. That's how he eats it. He's an animal. His wife is a crime lord. Lock her up.
But with DeSantis out, the race is just down to just two now on the Republican side. Donald Trump and the person who will lose to Donald Trump. And she celebrated last night.
So there were 14 people in this race. There were a lot of fellas. It's now one fella and one lady left.
Yeah. It's pronounced felon. A fella. It's clear that Nikki Haley is under Trump's skin and burrowing into what's left of his mind. Just listen to him on Friday. He's trying to tell one of these lies about January 6th and Nancy Pelosi refusing the help that he offered, but he keeps saying this instead.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, you know, did you know they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything? Deleted and destroyed all of it. All of it. Because of lots of things, like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers.
He's talking about Nancy Pelosi, but he keeps saying Nikki Haley over and over again. I mean, his head sure is full of, I'm sorry, what?
The poo-poo.
There you go. Thank you, Nikki Haley. This weekend, Trump held a series of rallies in the Granite State where he focused on kitchen table issues like the 91 criminal charges he's facing and why he should have complete immunity.
You have to give a president immunity. Otherwise, take a look at Harry Truman. He wouldn't have done, if you think Hiroshima, not exactly a nice act, but it did end the Second World War.
Not exactly nice is a bit of an understatement for Hiroshima. Though it does remind me of Oppenheimer's famous words, now I am become death, awkward. If Haley survives New Hampshire, the race will move her on to her home state of South Carolina. Trump bragged about his chances there, or at least he tried to, but then he got distracted.
In South Carolina, respected pollster Tony Fabrizio. Is he a relation to Al Capone?
No. No, he just has an Italian name.
They're all related. Al Capone, Tony Fabrizio, Mama Celeste, Little Caesar, and their matriarch, Penny a la Vodka.
Trump also ranted about electric vehicles.
On day one, I will end crooked Joe Biden's insane electric vehicle mandate. They don't work well in cold weather, and they don't go far. That's true. They don't go far. But it's certainly not great for your climb, they call it climate.
Your climb, they call it climate, and I would have gotten that word on my first try if it weren't for my bray. They call it brain damage. Well,
Of course, yesterday was a big day in men's football because it's the NFL playoffs, and I am contractually obligated to give a damn because it's all leading up to Super Bowl 58. Live, right there. Live from Vegas, only on CBS. It's the perfect crime procedural crossover opportunity. CSI Vegas, NCIS LVIII. What happens in Vegas stays in. Touchdown. The marquee matchup yesterday was the AFC divisional game between the Buffalo Bills and Taylor Swift, who was at the stadium. Here she is celebrating one of Travis's touchdowns. And after he scored, Travis threw his girlfriend a heart with Tay-Tay cheering on the Chiefs. They won the game and will go on to the AFC Championship. This relationship is working for both of them. It's made Travis a household name, and it's introduced Taylor to a whole new audience. It's only a matter of time before we see more pop star football combos. I'm hoping Madonna and Chiefs coach Andy Reid, or as the tabloids will eventually call them, Madustache. But the biggest celebrity on earth was somehow upstaged by her boyfriend's brother, Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce, who showed up to the tailgate with Bills fans and took shots out of a bowling ball, then went wild during the game, jumping out of the skybox to chug beers with the crowd. Taylor, that's your future brother-in-law. Now you know what to get him for Christmas. A shirt. And whatever you think of that display, that there, right there, what you just saw was great television. CBS broadcasting team, for the next game, take a cue from Jason Kelce and try a new look. We got a great show for you tonight.
Trevor Noah. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to say that my first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning comedian you know as the former host of The Daily Show. But in 2 weeks, he will host the 66th Grammy Awards right here on CBS. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mr. Trevor Noah. Do you know what I forget?
What do you forget?
I tell you what I forget when I haven't seen you in a while, certainly when I haven't hugged you in a while, is you're really strong. You gave me a back slap right there that bordered on the edge of chiropractic.
I try and give good hugs, Stephen. I think nice when you hug someone, they should feel you.
I agree. All in.
Yes, all in.
Congratulations on the Emmy.
Thank you so much.
That was an exciting moment for The Daily Show.
Thank you very much.
Be honest, were you surprised at all? Not because it's not a great show and you guys don't deserve it, but you hadn't done The Daily Show since 2022.
Can I tell you, it was one of the strangest feelings of all time. First of all,
yes,
we all know what it's like. Most of the years we go,
yes,
John Oliver wins.
Right.
We cheer for John Oliver. No, but then you get used to it. And the thing is, it's like everyone is in late night. We're all doing the same thing.
We all know each other.
So we all know each other. So it's like, all right, John wins you. So I was having a conversation with Henry Winkler and his wife while this was happening.
Yes.
And then the nominations come up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my thing. But anyway, as I was saying, and we're talking about everyone standing and having... Yes. Then we're like, do we stand for everyone?
Yes.
What do you do? Because they were standing for... We're like, do we stand?
I thought this is unsustainable, all the standing.
I thought the same thing.
Yes.
And then they said my name. And then she was like, now you have to stand. And I stood up, and it was really an amazing shock. But
so, as I said, you haven't done the show since 22.
Yeah.
Do you miss it at all, or do you like not even follow the news anymore?
In moments, I definitely miss it. I miss everybody I made the show with. You know, there's a wonderful camaraderie that you build with the people at the show.
Sure.
Sometimes I'll see something happen in the news, and it'll be something crazy, and I turn as if the people I work with are still.
That's one of the best parts of the job,
it's just me.
Which I sort of suffered through during the 5 months of the strike, is that when terrible things are happening in the world, you want to get with the funniest people you know to make jokes about it so you feel better.
Exactly. There's the catharsis that you share, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really have that now, and ChatGPT is not the same. So I'll be like, did you see that crazy thing? And it'll be like, I cannot comment on this. I'm sorry.
Well, in December, you released your latest Netflix special. It's called Where Was I? it turns out, everywhere. You traveled all over the world. Where did you go, and what did you learn about this country that you've made your home?
Oh, that's interesting.
From being away from it.
That's really
interesting. What perspective did you get? You know, the fish out of the water sometimes feels differently about the water when they're not in it.
That's actually very true. I hope, unlike a fish, I was breathing while I was away. I had a great time. I had a great time because I got to go back to South Africa and tour there. I hadn't been there for a while. Obviously, you know, where I started my comedy, that's home, sure, before I made this home.
Yeah.
And then I got to go to, you know, parts of Germany. I'd never been to Berlin. I got to tour in, like, Scandinavia. Okay, here's the biggest thing I learned. I think the biggest thing I learned, and it was almost like remembering this, is overseas, I find people spend more time criticizing the people they voted for and not the people that they wish to vote against when it comes to politics.
Oh, I
dig it. Does this make sense?
Sure, I understand.
So people overseas will be like, they'll vote for the people they want to vote for, and then they'll spend their time criticizing them for not performing for the votes. And then in America, it's almost like the opposite. It's almost like sports. Your team can do no wrong, and then all you do is complain about the ref's calls against the other team. Do you know? Does that make sense?
I totally understand.
And it's like a weird dynamic to live with.
Because when all the elections have become nationalized...
Yes. Yes.
Then everybody joins their national team.
Exactly.
Whereas, like, there are certain local elections, people still complain. Like, people, no matter who we elect, everyone in New York hates the mayor.
Yeah, which I think is healthy.
Yeah, I think it's healthy for everyone except the mayor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we think of how that works out, there is one mayor, there are many non-mayors. So I think it's fine. One is not having a good time.
Sure.
Everyone else is.
Sure.
Another thing, you take for granted how much, and I talk about this in my special, but, like, the national anthem, you don't hear it in other countries.
They don't play it all the time,
just
like before sports and stuff like...
No, they never play it before sports.
Really?
You just... Because a national anthem, you're supposed to play when there's another country in attendance.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like our way of showing you that we like our country.
Right.
But if you're not there, I don't need to do that. It's the same way some married couples will only, like, be affectionate when other people are around. Just to show you that they're married, they'll be like, oh, yes, of course. And then when the, like, visitors leave, then you're like, all right, what time are we watching?
But in America, we're the married couple that's constantly showing affection for each
other. Which is beautiful.
Isn't that a more healthy relationship, Trevor Noah?
It depends.
Isn't your metaphor falling apart now, Trevor Noah?
It depends on if you believe it is beautiful and that is good. But it is a little different. You asked me about the differences. I didn't say it's good or bad. I just said it's a little different. Like it's weird. Every country has weird. Please don't get me wrong.
But we also have the best anthem, though.
Greatest anthem in the world.
You know, those lyrics are amazing.
Anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
There is no other country that has bombs bursting in its anthem. None. Greatest anthem of all.
Yeah.
People, no, can I tell you? People think
when we play our anthem. When we play our anthem for you, that's foreshadowing. You don't want to hear our anthem, baby.
People think I'm joking when I say this. I love listening to the American anthem because it's like it hits its marks. It has its cadence. Mm-hmm. It tells you a story. Other anthems are very like they're just like, oh, our country's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice country. There's the landscape, the people. America's like, try us. You'll see what happens. Just try us.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Does that Star-Spangled Banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave?
You know what it is?
It does.
I always say this. I go, it's so perfect if you think about it. The American anthem is so gangster. It's the only anthem where you can put the word bitch at the end of any line and it fits.
And our flag was still there,
bitch. There's the flag.
That one right there.
What you gonna say now? There's the flag.
You want us? Oh, say, does that
Come
Star Spangled yet wave? You want to see us
get it?
You don't want me to bring my flag
Come
to your country.
Get it.
Because we will bring the flag to your country. I want to show you our flag.
I always say this with my American friends when I travel. It's like, they'll say something. We'll be in any country in the world, you name it. We could be in Australia, we could be in Greece, we could be in Kenya, we could be wherever. They'll do something. Like, the police will come, whatever it is, and they'll do something. I'm very meek, I'm very timid. And then they'll go, no, but this is not right. And I'm like, yes, if you have an American passport, it is not right. Because you know your country will come fetch you.
Yeah.
I don't know what South Africa's capabilities are. Like, if I'm in another country and I'm in trouble, I don't know that, like, the South African government can phone that country and be like, you know what we'll do to you? They'll be like, what will you do?
and then it all just falls. What happened to Trevor?
We will send Ladysmith Black Mombasa to sing you out of prison.
That would actually be good.
That would be lovely.
Let him go.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere, because we'll be right back with more Trevor Noah, everybody. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back with the host of this year's Grammy Awards, Mr. Trevor Noah. Trevor, now, you are about to host the 66th Grammy Awards.
I am indeed.
I'm so excited. Tell me on music. You know, sell me. Well, I've heard good things. Why should we listen to music?
So it is this thing, Stephen. I know you. I've read this in your bio. You've never heard music, I believe.
I just do books on tape.
Right. It is a spiritual experience. So imagine if someone was speaking to you, but they elongated all of the words in a melodic way, and it sent tingles down your spine. That's basically what music. No, music.
You're talking about magic, is what you're talking about.
That's what it, you feel the same way.
Oh, that's the only people who star strike me.
Yes,
is musicians.
Is that a phrase? Can you say that they star strike me?
Well, I am starstruck only by musicians.
I like they star strike me.
Yes,
because that seems like the stars come in.
It's happening.
They're like, what happened? Ah, Brad Pitt star struck me.
He gave me a glamour karate shot. But here's the thing, Brad Pitt. I'm not starstruck by Brad Pitt.
But you are. I know you love music.
I'm struck by.
Yeah, you're mesmerized.
But pretty much any musician who has moved my soul.
It is a magical quality. There are a few art forms where somebody can command a room and make them feel the way they do, like a musician can.
Yeah. Usher is performing at the Super Bowl this year. I understand that you got dragged onto the dance floor by Usher.
This is one of the wildest things ever. So every year, after the Oscars, Beyonce and Jay-Z will host a party that nobody gets invited to. If you do get invited, you basically just own your family if they're like, can I come with you? You're like, no, I'm going, right? This party, it's amazing. It's like the craziest thing ever.
And you got
So I got invited one year. Now, sometimes I think people have made a mistake, but I take it and I run with it.
Of course.
I'm like, put your
Don't
head down
it,
and
just go.
So I'm there. You're dancing. There's no phones. There's no nothing. Everyone's just having a great time. And you're on the dance floor and you're dancing. Now, normally when you're on the dance floor, you are dancing with people who have the same or similar level of skill that you do in dancing. You know, we do our thing. Nice move. There was a moment in the night when Usher steps onto the dance floor. Now, I don't know if you know Usher, but if you do, you know that his body moves in ways that no other person's can.
Non-Euclidean.
So I'm there doing relatively well, Stephen, I'll have you know, by amateur standards.
Sure.
Usher steps in, and he starts to usher. I don't know if you've watched Usher's show in Vegas. Like, he dances for people, and you see them look at their spouse like, I don't know about this anymore. Usher starts dancing, and in a fun way, not challenging me.
Yeah, yeah.
He just starts dancing, and then he looks at me like, let's go. But I'm like, I have nowhere to go to, Usher. This is not, I can't, you can dance off with someone in your office. That's a dance off. This is Usher.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like Travis Kelce being like, let's play catch. No, Travis. No. You are a professional. So Usher starts moving. Then everything I do feels wrong. Everything. I just stood there and I looked at him. He was very gracious about it. Mm-hmm. But his hips were looking at me like, ah.
Hips don't lie.
Yeah.
Wonderful to see you again.
Great
Thank
you,
Trevor.
My Great seeing you.
The Grammy Awards will air February 4th at 8 p.m. on CBS. What Now is available wherever you get your podcasts. Trevor Noah, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.